Billie Eilish endorses Kamala Harris by smearing Trump and his supporters. "We cannot let extremists control our lives, our freedoms and our future." By David Ng on September 17, 2024. Just 2 days after a Biden-Harris supporter tried to assassinate former President Donald Trump, pop star Billie Eilish and her songwriting brother Phineas, reading what appears to be a prepared script, have smeared Trump and his tens of millions of supporters as the dangerous ones, saying, "We cannot let extremists control our lives, our freedoms, and our future. Your life depends on it," Eilish said. The celebrity siblings, who made their provocative claims in a new video endorsement of Kamala Harris, are the latest stars to attempt to change the media narrative following the most recent attempt to kill Trump. They are also using inciting language that appears intended to provoke yet another extreme reaction against the GOP presidential nominee. "We cannot let extremists control our lives, our freedoms, and our future," Phineas said in the brief video posted Tuesday. "The only way to stop them and the dangerous Project 2025 agenda is to vote and elect Kamala Harris." He makes no mention of the fact that Trump has not endorsed Project 2025 and has in fact publicly rejected it. "Vote like your life depends on it, because it does," Eilish added. Within minutes, the pro-Kamala X account Kamala HQ reposted the siblings' endorsement, in what appears to be an act of coordinated messaging. Billie Eilish and Phineas are the latest Hollywood celebrities to portray Trump as dangerous just days after a Kamala Harris supporter tried to kill Trump at his golf club in West Palm Beach. Ryan Wesley Routh, the alleged attempted assassin, had a Biden-Harris sticker on his vehicle. As Breitbart News reported, Whoopi Goldberg told her co-hosts Tuesday on ABC's The View that she believed violence inciting political rhetoric is only coming from Republicans. ABC's Jimmy Kimmel used Monday's show to mock Trump's reaction to the second assassination attempt, downplaying the notion that would-be assassins could be inspired by the Democrats' doomsday end of democracy rhetoric about Trump. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.